Hey, it's Madeline. If you're a fan of In the Dark, I'm here to tell you, you need to subscribe to The New Yorker. If you love long-form storytelling and you've listened to all the serialized investigative podcasts, you've already watched everything good on Netflix, there is a wealth of stories you are going to love waiting for you at The New Yorker. This magazine has some of the most remarkable reporting I have ever read. We're talking Ronan Farrow's recent investigation of Elon Musk, Catherine Schultz's Pulitzer Prize-winning story about the earthquake that will devastate the Pacific Northwest, Lawrence Wright doing the definitive work on Scientology, Rachel Aviv uncovering disturbing conditions at a Christian center for troubled teens. You'll have access to it all. And you'll get a free New Yorker tote bag. Indisputably, the best tote bag around. That's newyorker.com/dark. I hope you subscribe. I promise it'll make you smarter and more entertained and way better at dinner parties. Again, that's newyorker.com/dark.
Some of their boys went down to Tom Thumb to pick up a movie, and on their way back, someone stopped them. One of the boys did not come back.
Still missing tonight, Jacob Wetterling, age 11. This was one more day of agony for St. Joseph, Minnesota.
Jacob Wetterling was kidnapped in 1989 on a dead-end country road in a small town in Minnesota.
Listen, and I'll tell you a story. A little boy from a place we call St. Joe.
The search for Jacob was one of the largest searches for any missing person in the history of the United States.
In an extraordinary sweep for clues, more than 100 National Guardsmen scoured the countryside. They were joined by Army...
This has been the largest manhunt in the history of Minnesota, and it is not going to stop.
This wasn't just any child abduction case. The kidnapping of Jacob Wetterling changed life for hundreds of thousands of people across the country. It even led to a federal law that requires all states to maintain registries of sex offenders.
This is letting parents know that the fox is in the hen house. Are we mad and bitter? No. But we're sick of seeing these people get all the rights and our children and the parents not getting any rights.
27 years later, Jacob Wetterling still hasn't been found. I'm Madeline Barron, host of In the Dark, a new podcast from APM Reports. For the past 9 months, I've been reporting on the abduction of Jacob Wetterling, and what I've found has changed the way I look at the case and how I look at the investigators who tried to solve it.
Do I wish some things would have been done differently? Sure. Can I talk about that in this particular case? No.
In this podcast, we're going to find out what went wrong in the investigation of the kidnapping of Jacob Wetterling.
All this evidence that people have and nothing's being done, 50,000 leads, and what got checked out?
They were saying, you took him. How'd you do it? Would you just please admit that you did it and we can make this a lot easier for you?
How many of these types of psychopathic pedophiles can exist in this 15 to 20 mile radius? I mean, was it more than one? Was there something bigger going on?
I could take either one of you girls and they'd never find you. There's a whole lot of space out there. And I dig a hole and I bury you out in the woods in a grove. What are the odds of somebody digging you up?
How honest am I supposed to be? How forthright am I supposed
you
to be?
You could be forthright.
Well, reality is, people can turn stuff in now, but it's not going to be seriously looked at. That's my opinion.
But there has to be an element in there to have accountability. And when accountability is not there, disastrous things happen.
We've said for all these years, somebody knows something. It just seems as though it should be solved.
In the Dark begins Tuesday, September 13th. But you can subscribe now in iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Larson, the Reviews Director of Pitchfork, and this podcast is supported by Pitchfork Music Festival. Pitchfork Music Festival will take place July 19th through the 21st at Union Park in Chicago, Illinois. This year's lineup features Jamie XX, Alanis Morissette, Black Pumas, Carly Rae Jepsen, Brittany Howard, Jay Paul, Muna, Jesse Ware, 100 Gex, and many more. The festival also features diverse vendors as well as specialty record, poster, and craft fairs, and works to support local businesses while promoting the Chicago arts and food communities as a whole. For more information on tickets and lineup, visit pitchforkmusicfestival.com.